on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line for our Thibodaux Regional Health System Tiger Scout Notebook from ESPN in Alabama. We have on with us Drew DeArmond, who covers University of Alabama, Auburn, and South Alabama. Drew, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
It's great to be with you, Mike and Herb. It's going to be a big opportunity for Major Applewhite, Rob Ezell, and Will Windham, that coaching staff, in their first year in South Alabama. Man, I mean, they're taking over for Kane Womack, who's now calling the defensive signals for the University of Alabama. But they've got a potent offense led by a kid that I watched grow up in my 10 miles down the road from me, and Dio Lopez from James Clemens High School. He's a left-handed version of Jeremiah Mazzoli, and he's a dangerous hombre.
Nice.
A little bit more about, you know, because Strutter turns to drink with them, with two young guys in Geo and also in Fluff at running back. Those two guys are sort of, they've been the straw that turned to drink for them on the offensive side of football. Anytime you roll up, 87 points against Northwestern and 48 points against Appalachian State in their backyard, man, you're doing a lot of good things right for some young players.
No doubt. And Fluff, he doesn't run like somebody named Fluff. I can tell you that.
No.
Mike Bonwell, he's another North Alabama kid from Aniana. He's a Redskin. He had a great career there. He's a load. He's 220 pounds on about a 5'11 frame, and he's already scored 6 touchdowns. He's averaging 9.7 a pop, you know, nearly 400 yards rushing already. And so he's very dangerous. And when you think about Gio Lopez, who's the third leading rusher on the team, and that's with missing a start against Ohio U, why they lost that second game in the 2-2 right now. But I got to tell you, they've got some weapons on this team. But that dual-headed rushing attack at QB and with Bothwell, and don't forget, they've got two other backs. Kentrell Bullock is also averaging about 7 yards a pop, 3 touchdowns for him. He's another kid from the state of Mississippi that's a little dangerous. And I was told this morning by a great source that Braylon McReynolds was actually the guy that was supposed to be the load guy. He was supposed to be their RB1. He's been out with an injury, but he's probably going to be cleared to play tonight. He's a Mobile kid. So Braylon McReynolds will get some touches. And so when you got Fluff and you got Bullock and then Gio, they've got quite a ground attack with a lot of options there for the Jags.
True. Secondary-wise, how does it look? Because the one thing that has stayed the same, despite, you know, what Jaden Daniels has did for 2 years, especially last year, and his ability to throw the football, and, man, he was unique as a runner. There ain't too many people that could run like him.
No.
But their ability to throw the football, and Garrett has stepped in, and it looks different. But, man, LSU got some playmakers in the passing game, in the pitch and catch part. How do you think they'll match up against LSU? Because, man, LSU got a variety of guys from the tight end, the wide receivers, running backs coming out the backfield. How well they've matched up in the past, over the past couple games, and how do you think that'll translate up against playing LSU?
Well, I think the guy to watch in the secondary, Mike, and you'll probably have him in your draft guide, is Jaden Boyson.
Yep.
He was a preseason first-team All-Sun Belt guy. He and his brother, is also one of their top 2 to 3 wide receivers. He's a really good player. But Jaden is a guy from Crestview, Florida, that has really played well for the Jags. He's one to watch tonight as kind of a ball hawk. But the one that's the transfer from Hutch Juco in Kansas has been really dangerous. He set a school record with a 96-yard pick six against Appalachian, is Jordan Scruggs, number 8. He'll play the Husky spot. And what they do defensively under Will Windham, they kept the exact same 4-2-5 system that you'll see Kane Womack using against Georgia tonight and what he used in his last few years at South Alabama. The system did not change at all. But Scruggs and Jaden Boyson and probably the freshman Amarian Fortenberry back there at the field corner spot are the guys to watch. From the linebacker core, Blaine Myrick, he's a redshirt sophomore. He's from Fairhope. He's another local guy for South. He's their leading tackler, a real active guy. He's done a nice job. and then another guy to watch up front. If they're going to stay with LSU, they're going to have to slow down this LSU running attack. It's really been improving. You got to watch Latavius Thomas. He's a 3-year starter at nose tackle, probably a 4 to 5, 6, 7 ground guy, a third day guy, but he's talented enough as a 3-year starter to play well against LSU.
Drew, man, I know it's exciting for South Alabama to come in to LSU, but the caveat and the cherry on top is Major Applewhite coming back as a head coach. Can you talk a little bit of what that looks like all week and what Major's saying, and you know what's that going to be like for Major when he comes into LSU?
Major's lying, he says, just like a regular game. He's lying.
Yeah, I know he's lying. I know he's lying.
It's so funny, and you guys know the story. He grew up with Alabama fans, and he was named after Major Ogilvie, even though he grew up in Baton Rouge. But he speaks very fondly of sneaking over to Tiger Stadium and throwing 7-on-7 and throwing around with a lot of the LSU Tigers that he grew up around in the early 90s, in that time frame for LSU. And he really enjoyed Tiger Stadium. He snuck in a lot as a kid and got in and watched a lot of games over there. And you guys know, I mean, he had a very high-profile quarterback battle with Chris Sims and was really the better college player. He didn't have the physical talent of Chris, but he was so smart from the neck up. He was so intelligent. It's no surprise that he went into coaching. But he can speak very, very highly of LSU and the memories of growing up in Baton Rouge. I think he's really excited to come. And like you said, he'd love to leave 3-2, because it would be the biggest win of his coaching career. It didn't go his way in Houston. He couldn't get it rolling. But this opportunity kind of came out of nowhere at South Alabama. I think it's a good fit for him. They've got great facilities down there. You know the relationship South has with the Senior Bowl. And so he's going to be able to get players because they know they're going to get noticed down there. And in Mobile and in that part of the panhandle of Florida, there's a lot of really good football players. And with NIL, with Gio Lopez and Fluff, they may end up moving up. They may not be at South Alabama next year.
That's right.
He's going to get is going to help him recruit and going to help him get players because he and Rob Ezell have done a great job of developing Gio, and Fluff has just been, unbelievable for Maniana as a freshman running back.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Explain a little bit about long-term for South Alabama. Is this a team that what Major has talked about trying to build through the high school ranks, or will the transfer portal be a big part of his football team there? Because I see it that you want to get high school kids, but I think for him, he may lean a little bit more toward the transfer portal guys.
Well, I mean, with his connections at Alabama and throughout the Southeastern Conference, you know yourself, Mike, there's a lot of guys moving down because they want to play. They're getting NIL money, but they're not developing. So I think it'll be a nice mix. He's got enough great high school talent down there in Mobile to sign probably 15 good players a year. And then I think he would supplement it with, I would say, 8, 9, 10 guys from the portal. And don't forget, Jordan Shrugs, they were able to get him from the junior college ranks. So you also kind of find a JUCO or two because junior college players are becoming devalued too because of the portal. So if you have those kind of connections, you can find talent, no doubt. But, yeah, I think it'll be a nice mix. I think each year you could see him going from a dozen to 15 high school players and then 8, 9, 10 portal guys if he can find the right pieces there. And he's got great facilities. You know, they've done a great job building up their program there. And I think he's going to be given the tools in the Sun Belt Conference to compete. And certainly I think he got off to a little bit of a slow start this year. They lost that North Texas shootout early. Gio had a great game, but then again, the injuries kind of caught up to him for week two, but they stabilized themselves. And that was a huge exclamation point in the Sun Belt Conference to go to Appalachian and not just beat them, but destroy them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drew, Drew, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your insights, bud.
And, yes, sir.
The way these teams score, maybe the over's the play tonight.
Probably so. I want to give you one more name to watch, Mike. He's a redshirt freshman defensive end. The one issue for South has been their pass rush, but they started to improve in the Appalachian game. He's a redshirt freshman from a great program. You know the Hoover High School program very well in Alabama. That's been nationally known. His name is Jordan Norman, number 21. So watch for him from that DN spot. LSU's got great offensive tackle play, but they better handle Norman tonight. Not let him get after Garrett. Give him time to throw. But I agree with you. I would take the over in this game. No question about it. I think, unlike the Kentucky Ole Miss game, I had that one pegged, just not the winner. I thought that might be a little bit lower scoring. Tonight, I think it's going to be a little bit of a track meet with my guy, Gio.
Man, all I can say is they don't get a pass rush on Nussmeier, it might be a long night for that defense because the one thing with Garrett, he has been really good all game, every game he's started this year for LSU, and just his accuracy skills, Drew, and I think you'll see it. He's a pinpoint passer. He knows where to go with the football. They haven't hit the big play deep downfield other than last week with Kyle Parker, but I think that's fixing to change pretty soon. So South Alabama doesn't get a pass rush. Man, they'll put up a lot of yardage against them. Drew, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Herb. Thank you, Mike. Y'all enjoy the game,
Thank
man.
You.
I always appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's a wrap on our Tiger Scout Notebook brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System. Totally focus on patient care. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number two on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.